Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 13 through 29. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as one of their scribes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Brian Hamer, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Bayside, New York.
From St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. In J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, four unlikely heroes set out on an epic journey to save Middle-earth. Among many obstacles they encounter are dangerous roads, high and winding, lined with strange creatures. A slight misstep in either direction means death. In today's Bible reading, Jesus warns us about false prophets who wish to lure us off the road of Christianity. They dress in shepherd's clothing. They claim to be the true church of God. They whisper in your ear that they have found a better path, a broader road to get you to your destination. They will even sell you their spiritual GPS at a special discount just for you, which is, of course, their book or DVD series from the Christian bookstore, which will tell you in 7, 10, or 12 steps how to walk the broad path and have your best life now. But their promise is hollow. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And see how this gospel lesson points ahead to the end times. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. The false prophets along the road claim to be church. Until recent times, televangelism, they even wore clerical collars and used the name Jesus. But see how their end is destruction. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Yes, we walk in danger all the way, but we do not walk alone. Along with the warning about false prophets on the road, is an even greater promise, the promise of true prophets to guide us on the path. Think for a moment of Moses as one who spoke rightly for God. He spoke the hard truth of the law to keep old Israel on the narrow path of having no other gods. In our reading from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus emerges as the new and greater Moses. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Like Moses, Jesus is God's spokesman, one who tells forth the mighty works of God. But Jesus' authority and his word are even greater than Moses, for he is the very Son of God, the gospel in the flesh. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, all for you and for your salvation. see how everything in today's reading is done for us by Jesus Christ. He places us on the narrow road to eternal life in holy baptism, where our sins are drowned and we rise to new life with Him. He grants us to bear the good fruits of repentance and faith as we confess our sins and hear the word of forgiveness. He builds our churchly house on the rock, which is Christ, that we may weather the storms of this life. And He feeds us His true body and blood to strengthen and preserve us steadfast on the narrow road of the one true faith. Perhaps some of our listeners this morning have heard of Whitaker Chambers, the ex-communist turned patriot. Having turned witness against high-ranking communists and suspecting that he would be killed in the near future, he wrote his last will and testament to his children. Listen to what he says about walking the narrow road of Christianity. He says, "My children, in this book, I am leading you not through cool pine woods, but up and up a narrow path between bare and steep rocks, from which in shadow things uncoil and slither away. It will be dark, but in the end, if I have led you aright, you will make out three crosses, from two of which hang thieves. I will have brought you to Golgotha, the place of skulls." And so today's Bible story teaches us that we walk in danger all the way, for the road to eternal life is lined not with fans cheering us on, but with false prophets who want to lure us to the broad path of death and destruction. But for those who walk with Jesus all the way, by faith we see in the distance three crosses, from two of which hang thieves. By faith we see a narrow but clear path in front of us, where our shepherd has gone before us. And by faith we know the hand that holds ours and leads the way is the nail-pierced hand of Christ Himself. As the hymn puts it, "And by His footsteps led, my path I safely tread. In spite of ills that threaten may, I walk with Jesus all the way." In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Brian Hamer for today's meditation on God's Word.